Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, our guest, we have Barbara Moore, my co-host. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Yes. Hi, everybody.
And
aloha.
We have Richard, and we also have Dale. Dale, Richard.
Aloha, Richard and Dale. Aloha, you guys. So
aloha.
Good to hear you.
Well, so I was saying, Barb, remember, for this has been going on for months, that I found something to my liking. I do have the apartments, which is 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and, but there's not enough really room for the dog. I mean, it has a balcony, but if I have to take that, I will.
Take that, I will.
And the other choice is a house, and it's 1,300 square feet, not much difference, but it's a house, and it has a huge backyard, double car garage, and my dog will be very happy, and I will be happy, and it has a real fireplace, so it's all good. And I'll know that by Tuesday, but I believe, Barbara, do your thing to find out if I get it, because the girl feels I'll get it, the rental agency. Can you tell me?
Give me a second so I can get into the right direction. Easy to know what direction you're facing when the sun is going down, isn't it? Okay, you have to face north. Now, is Dale going to take the apartment or the home? The house or the apartment?
No, you should go one at a time. You should go.
Okay, I knew you would say that. Isn't that weird, Dale? I knew that you would say that. Okay.
Yeah, just say, should she get the house in Gardnerville?
Okay.
And see what it
says. Only needs one person to say it, so that's good. Now I'm going to muscle test it, everybody. Is Dale going to get the Gardnerville house? Oh, my gosh. It just pulled me forward. That means yes.
What? Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, it was strong.
Yes.
Strong, yeah. When you said it, I was going back and forth wobbling, but then when I had to repeat it, it really pulled forward. So, yay, you guys are going to be super comfortable.
Yes.
And
good.
You ended up having a choice in the end, not just of one, but two.
Well, we've had a couple of choices, and none of the houses fit my was good. Like one was a duplex and that was furnished and that didn't work. And then there's another house that's 1,800 square feet, but it's old. And I know I'm going to bitch like hell because things will break and then they'll kick me out. So I don't want that. So this is like the third house. And it's, it's in an okay area. I mean, it's the older section of Nevada, but it's okay. It's near a swimming pool, and it's near Walmart and all the other stuff, so we're okay.
Oh, yes, and it sounds like just perfect timing for all of you.
I've just been so stressed out, Barbara. You have no idea.
But see, you didn't have to be stressed out. You didn't have to all along. I know,
Barbara.
It's hard not to stress out. Barbara, I can tell you that.
I can tell you that.
You can tell me. You're only human with a twist.
Well, if I get this, I'll be happy because we'll start the move right away and we'll get out of here and I won't have to pay double rent. So it'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. Double rent would have not been fun. Richard, what do you think about it?
I'm ready. Okay. I'm easy.
You like the house?
He's gonna go see it right after I'm through at the radio show with you guys. We're gonna go over there and show it to him.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't even seen it. Okay.
Well, he's seen it on pictures. Do you have your computer up?
Mark? No, I actually drove to LA. I'm sitting outside at a friend's they're not here, but I'm outside at the patio. I don't have the computer, but I could look something up on my phone. Hello.
Oh, okay.
What
it's 1289 Manhattan Avenue, Gardnerville, Nevada, and you should be able to see the house.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Johnny,
well,
do we have
a minute on that?
We most certainly do. We will certainly
okay, let's
do.
Go. Well, she's looking it up. Let's go with the call, okay?
Area code 216, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey,
you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you?
All right. How's it going? How you doing, Dale?
Great.
Fine. Who is this, please?
This is Desmond.
I'm sorry. Spell your name.
Desmond D.E. D-E-S-M-O-N-D.
Oh, Desmond. Oh, lovely name. Okay. And where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland, Ohio. Are you guys getting rained on up there?
No, it's just it's a little cloudy, but it hasn't rained as of yet.
Okay. Are you trying or thinking about changing jobs or getting work?
Yes.
Okay, and you want to know which direction to go into?
I kind of know which direction to go into. It's just
okay.
Getting it
I
all
see
together.
Something medical, or you're helping people, or doing something like that. What do you do?
Right now I work in warehouse, food warehouse, but where you maybe what you are referring to, Poppy, I want to do the herbalist, do Reiki, so that's...
Oh, cool.
Maybe that's what
you'll be
do.
Able to do that, but what I'd like you to do, are you familiar with phlebotomy? Do you know what that is?
Not quite. I heard of it.
Okay, where you draw blood from people?
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, that's people. It's a course that you take. It's only a few weeks. And it pays very good money. And there's a shortage of people that draw blood. So you might want, I can kind of see you doing that if you wanted to.
Okay.
I mean, to add to the Reiki, because you'd be able to get clients and all that stuff from, you know, the hospitals or from the doctor's office. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because I see you being successful, but if you don't have clients, it's not going to do you very good.
It's a lumbotomy, huh?
Yeah. Look it up, lumbotomy. You can get, they have courses every few weeks on it. And it just teaches you how to draw blood. And I know I have a Hanai son in Hawaii, and he does it, and he loves it. He's making, in Hawaii, $20-something dollars an hour, but in the mainland, it pays more.
Okay. That's pretty good money.
Yeah, think about it, okay? And then what about what about your girlfriend or your wife or who? I say a girl.
I don't have a girlfriend per se. I have a lady friend I work with. I mean, we getting pretty close, but I don't know if you do you feel us getting closer or do you see somebody else coming in like
No, I see getting close and closer and closer because I saw her as a lady friend and you having a lot of fun with her and having good times. Okay.
Okay.
Have I answered your questions? Because we have other callers.
Yes, the answers are pretty thorough. Appreciate it.
Okay. You have a good one.
Thanks for calling, Desmond. Yeah. Great advice, Dale.
Well, he didn't ask one question, Barb.
Well, he probably had a good time.
Yeah.
It's not every day someone gets to talk to you.
Okay, what part of L.A. are you in, by the way?
I am near Century City. And
I'm
visiting.
That area.
Yes, the new mall and everything is great. I used to be neighbors here with my girlfriend, Elka. She's been on the show. She's called in. I told her to get a question ready for you, Dale, today. But I just arrived, and guess what? I got a new car, and I am. When we get a caller, I'll just have her go out and look at it. She's excited for
me. What kind of car did you get?
Jaguar.
What?
Holy
Jaguar, yeah.
Who
got you
that?
Yeah. Who got you a Jaguar?
What was that?
Who got you a Jaguar?
I bought it myself.
Oh,
I worked hard and bought it.
Okay. I hope you get good breath, Marla.
Somebody bought it for me. That's funny.
Yeah, because you're pretty and you probably get a lot of things, but that's okay. Good
well,
luck
I had
with
two
your
Jags. I had two Jags leased for me by a boyfriend before years ago, and I just love them. So it is my dream car. I purchased it for myself, and I never want to get rid of it. I absolutely am in love with this coupe.
Well, I can't wait to go down there and you take it for a
ride.
Yeah,
I'm ready to come down and drive that car.
We're ready to go.
I was waiting for Richard to say something.
So this is the car that you picked up from the airport on?
No, I mean, I'll rent a car to pick you up. I mean, of course it's going to be the one that I pick you up in, Johnny.
I'm joking.
It's my only car.
Cool. I love it.
Is it a regular sedan?
No, it's not a sedan. It's a coupe.
Okay.
And it's 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. It's an XK.
That's almost
what's it
quick
get,
enough.
8 miles, what's it get, 8 miles to the gallon?
I didn't care. I didn't ask.
What year is
cares?
It?
It's time to have my dream car. That's all I know.
What year is it? What year?
Oh, I am not going to divulge that for the whole public, but it's pretty new. But I didn't get it brand spanking new, but yeah, very, very low miles. It's absolutely immaculate. There is not one thing wrong with it. I don't know. Maybe they didn't drive it. It's crazy.
That's cool. I am so happy for you. Okay, let's go on to the next caller.
Okay. Yeah. Area code 269, you're on the air.
Hi Dale, how are you? Hey, everyone.
Hi, who's this?
This is Pamela.
And where are you calling from?
Michigan.
God, they're calling from all over today, Johnny, huh? Michigan. I haven't had the pleasure of being there yet, okay?
It's gorgeous.
And how can I help you?
Well, I was wondering where you pick up around a good friendship of mine. We're at a kind of a standstill right now. We were coworkers in a pretty toxic workplace, and I'm very confused about why we're not speaking, and I don't know if that's going to continue.
Okay, well, let's find out. I need to probe a little bit here. What type of work do you guys do, or did you do?
It's like office work.
Okay. This was a lady friend?
Yes, a coworker.
Mm-hmm. Coworker, okay. And you say you were talking to her, and then all of a sudden she's not talking to you now, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I left the position, so.
Is she angry that you left?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's too much
there
going
so
on.
There was so much going on.
Right.
Just really,
there's too much
got
going
really
on
toxic.
In the workplace there that everybody wants to keep their job per se, and they're just distancing themselves from other people. You need to text her and ask her, you know, can we be friends or whatever? Oh, I do see you talking with her again in the future. And the issues aren't so much concerned with you, but they're about her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that she wants to divulge at this time. So
they're
she's
about
kind of
her
saying,
with me? They're about her concerning me or concerning her the workplace?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just about her.
Okay.
I mean, she has issues. She doesn't know what to do with her life. You know, sometimes I do this a lot, and I don't know if Barb does. I don't even know if Richard does, but when I'm trying to make a decision about something that's very important to me, we're talking, you know, life or death important, I just drop outside of the whole world, and I don't speak to anybody. I've lost friends this way because they don't understand that I need to get away from the situation in order to figure it out. And I don't want any outside influences bothering me until I can figure it out. And that's sort of where she's at, okay? Which it doesn't.
And that has nothing to do with me.
No. Okay. No. So when she's ready, she'll come around. You know, you can't make her. She has to do what she has to do, and then she'll figure things out.
Is she going to miss my birthday?
That's a possibility. I wouldn't count on, you know, her being there. But if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Honey, you can't make somebody like you or love you. It just works that way. You know, nobody can do that. So just, it hurts, and it hurts bad because you're very close to her. So, and I did that to somebody who I was very close with, a friend, a girlfriend, and she was so angry at me that I wouldn't talk to her because I was too busy moving. I was too busy doing so many things that I just couldn't speak to anybody. You know what I'm saying? So just let it go. If your birthday comes and passes, and I would consider it on your birthday, if she doesn't, you know, respond, I would text her and say, happy birthday to me, and leave it at that, and then move on, and then move on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's where I see it. I hate to
tell
you, but there's a million of her and one of you, so have fun.
Pardon me?
There's a million people like her and one of you, so let it go.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that kind of seems like a little game playing to me, too. It's just, you're either somebody's friend or you're not.
No, I used to think that way, but it's not the case. Sometimes other people have other issues, and they don't want to involve you, so that's just the way it goes. It's not game playing at all. But anyway, when's your birthday?
A couple days.
What's the exact?
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, Thank you. It's on Sunday.
No, date. 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 What date?
18th.
That's 18? My dog. My dog is July 8th. Yes, my puppy. will be 1 year old.
What a fabulous dog.
Wow. It's my good girlfriend's birthday, too, from fourth grade.
Yeah, he's a Leo, my dog, but he is a handful.
Really?
He's almost 100 pounds. And
but Cancers and Leos go well together. They get along really well.
No, the 18th is, July 18th is Leo.
Well, I mean, she's always said she was a Cancer.
July 18th is Cancer.
Oh,
right on the line.
Yeah, but it falls... It falls into near the 21st, which is Leo. It's within a few days of it. So it's a combination. But I will say this much. I went on Amazon. You'll love this, Barb. I went on Amazon, and I bought him a whole bunch of birthday things for dogs. It has a little bow tie.
Oh,
has a
good.
Hat.
I'm on the phone.
What?
That's fun doing that. I always get Coco presents on her birthday. Coco, Elkie's dog, is my favorite dog, and I get her birthday present, too. I think it's so fun.
When's her birthday?
When's Coco's birthday, Elkie?
October
19th. October
19th. Oh, okay. Tell Elkie hi from me. Okay, are we back with this
one? Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Aloha.
She had another phone call. Well, Richard's a Leo, and so is Barb.
Yes.
And I'm on the cusp of Pisces Aries. So I have more Aries in me and all that. Oh, Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Barb, Johnny. Wait, my prediction, but it's already happening. Remember I told you that it wasn't over with the masks, Barbara, that they're going to reinstate it again?
Yeah.
Barb?
I didn't hear it because she was starting my car. It was too loud. What was the question, Dale?
Remember I told you that they were going to put masks again on people?
Yes, you did. You predicted that, and now they're mandating it.
Now it's happening again, and they're saying the main people that are getting hit are the ones who never had the shots. But they're also saying children, so you got to watch out for your child now. And they're also saying people, even if you have the shots, you can get this. So it's mask time all over again. And I don't feel it'll be as bad, but it will be bad. So that's really feeling.
Well, yeah. Wait, let's hope not.
So I'm going to tell you, Barb, wear a mask. You know, even if you go out, wear a mask, please.
I will. I always do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You too, John.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny hasn't
nice
given
show
out the number today. I don't know. Maybe we
have
a lot
Johnny,
of people
it
waiting.
Oh, yeah, Johnny, it would be nice.
The number
give
is 516-531-9874.
And let Richard do it again. So, Richard, go ahead and give out the number. Give out the number.
Well, I got a bunch of numbers here.
The
516. Yeah, the 516-531-9874. You call, we haul. How's that? Over.
All right.
Okay. All right. What do we got, Johnny?
Okay, we have area code 216. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi,
yes,
caller.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. You're on
Thank
live
you
with Psychic Del Shear. You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Sharon. My dog's a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My
your
dog's
so cute.
My little baby. Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah,
what kind of dog do you have?
It's a Labrador Pitbull mix.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big one, huh?
47 pounds. She's
amazing.
Mine's
a German
Shepherd.
Gentle,
so gentle.
Yeah.
So gentle. She's a rescue. Oh, I just love her. She is just, I absolutely love her. I know.
Oh,
but yeah,
I know. I love
say,
mine, too.
Yeah.
Mine's a
That's
German
so
Shepherd, and he's kind of a half rescue. We saw him tied up, and the people had him tied up, and we rescued
That's a rescue
him. And we love him. Yeah, we love him, and we're getting through his abandonment issues. But, yeah, and puppy stage, but he's going to be 1 year old on the 18th.
Oh, I was listening, yeah. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I love it. I'm in Ohio. I heard the first caller. Yeah, it's raining buckets in my city. I must live in a different city. It's been raining all day. I mean, we have flood warnings. I don't understand.
I know.
It's crazy. And it is Ohio. It's been really bad.
I know. It said, that's why I asked. All back east is being hit. And then usually, Barb, isn't that true? Or Richard, doesn't it come around to our area eventually?
Uh-huh. It's raining. It's been raining for days. I mean, off and on, but I hate it. But anyhow,
it's cooled down.
The weather's so crazy. Okay.
We hope so.
We've had like 104 and 5 degree weather, but now it's toned down.
Oh, my God. You can fry an egg on
down
the street.
Yes, you can, but it's toned down to in the 80s and 90s. We're okay now.
Oh, my
How can I help you?
This coming up Thursday, next week, this week, I have my very first semi-annual review since I've been there. I didn't have the first one because I just started, so I've been there over a year. But this is like my first review with my big boss. Her initial starts with a J. How is a review going to go for me?
Okay, what type of work? What type of work is that?
Investment banking.
Yes. Who, me? What did you say?
Pardon me? No, investment banking.
Oh, investment banking. Okay. Definitely, it's good. She has to throw in a few little things you got to correct.
I know.
A few.
Yeah, I know. God, okay.
But no, it's no biggie. She likes you. It's good. And you have to understand one thing. There's a gazillion jobs out there, darling, and they have no workers. So you really think she wants to get rid of you?
No. You know, that's a good point. But you do overall, you feel it's going to be good. That's not going to be all yuck. You do this and you do, oh, my God, I get so neurotic.
No, it's going to be it's going to be fine, but she's going to bring up, she has to show some power play, and she has to bring up some pointers of
okay.
Do this a little better, do that a little better, and that's it. It's fine. Mm. Go in with a great attitude, and she'll have one, too.
That's a good good advice. All right.
Okay.
Stop being so nervous, huh? I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can pick that up, so don't do that. Just say, hi, how are you today? Here's a picture of my dog and his birthday.
That's so cute. Thank you
Make
so much,
fun.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and Barb? Barb? Is Barb there?
I know. I'm listening. And I know Sharon. She called.
Okay.
We haven't heard from her for a while, so it's good to hear her voice.
Okay, let's give out my phone number for a private consultation. You want it? It's 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816. And that's a Hawaii number, but I'm in Nevada for now. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. Take advantage of that, people.
And Johnny, you want to give us the show numbers?
Sure.
531-9874. Okay. The more often you give it out, the more we are. Okay. Do you have any more? What do you want?
We sure do. Area code 925, you're on the air.
Hi.
Welcome,
thank you for taking my call. Hi. This is Teresa. How are you?
Fine. And where are you calling from, Teresa?
California, where it's been toasty.
What part of California?
Northern California.
That's where I am.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm in Northern Nevada. Whereabouts?
So I'm close to, I'm more east than Berkeley, but not far.
Okay.
Why can't you say where you live? What area?
Lafayette,
it's Pittsburgh.
Or something.
Most people haven't heard of it.
Well, what is it?
Yeah.
It's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I've heard of it. And Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, most people haven't.
Yeah. Okay. So Pittsburgh, California, is toward the Bay Area. So.
Correct.
Correct. All right.
That's
correct.
East of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. More
very
east.
Weird. Okay. And how can I help you?
Well, I have a question. I came. I had a phone screening for a job today. And when I got home, there was somebody parked in my driveway and I couldn't get in. So I missed my call. So I'm wondering, was I not supposed to have that call? I'm just like really frustrated.
Oh boy, you're just like me. Did you call them back?
I did. And I left a message and I sent an email. I'm very respectful of people's time. So it's not something I would do.
Well, I think you're overreacting. I think you're overreacting. So first thing Monday morning, you get on the phone and you keep at it till you get a human you can talk to.
Okay.
And then it will work out fine.
I just thought, maybe I wasn't supposed to have it.
No. Because even though somebody was parked in your space, you could have parked right in back of them and backed them up and ran upstairs. So not to worry. That's what I would have done. You understand?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, stop stressing over it. What kind of job was it?
It's for a buyer.
For what type of company? Buying what?
Grocery. buying groceries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. You mean like Amazon or DoorDash or something like that?
No, no. For a grocery chain.
Oh, I see. A buyer. Can you get the food prices down?
That would be nice.
That would be nice. You'll get it. Just get on the phone and hawk them to China, and they know you'll mean business, and you don't tell them the story that someone was parked in front of you and the whole bit. You just tell them your phone wasn't working, okay? Properly.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Or you weren't in the proper Wi-Fi area. Whatever.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. All right. Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Johnny, what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I just said thank you, ma'am.
Oh. Well, Johnny, do you want to say anything?
No. I mean, there's nothing to say to that.
I think you really want to go and eat something.
Did you want, what did you ask, Johnny? Dale?
I didn't ask anything.
No, what did Dale ask? You.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, Johnny, are you still? He's really with it today. He's really on it. We've had a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
Johnny, you want to give your number out? You want to give your number out again?
Yes. It's 516-531-9874 is the number. So,
Barbara, why don't you say
yes.
Hi to Richard for a little bit?
I will. Okay.
We're ignoring him.
Hey, Richard. Have you been
Hi,
on
Barbara.
Social media? Hi. Have you?
Oof.
I need to go over to your Facebook sometime and see what you're up to. Do you have a presence on Facebook?
Not really. I'm, I hide in my corner here. And,
oh, I call mine my corner, too.
And,
I always say I'm in my corner working. I always call my area my corner. I didn't know you did that too, fellow Leo.
Well, you know, I have issues with my phone. I have issues with my computer. And we do not work on the same plane. And I think it's an age problem on my side more on the side of electronics. But,
well, yeah.
Anyway,
but I commend you, though. I commend you, though, for your age. Everybody who's listening, he's 92, and your birthday's coming up, too. Is it August 17th?
Yeah, well,
no,
lucky 13. Yeah, 13. That's, old 9-3 comes up, so, hey.
We got to have a birthday for both of you, Barb, you and him.
Oh, that's
oh, yeah.
great. How long did it take to drive over there? I like driving now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, from where? From
you were...
From L.A.?
Huntington
LA?
Beach.
Huntington Beach? It's,
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Sacramento?
Yes, but I have not driven there, but I've driven to Vegas many times.
Okay, it's not in that direction. It would be toward, if you can get your way to Sacramento, that's,
Well.
That's right off the freeway going, oh, God.
That's still a long drive from
It's
about 6.5.
Oh, that's not that bad.
That's including
road
stop.
Trip.
I always make Los Angeles. I make it in 5.5 to 6.
Yeah, I go fast now. I
well,
drove on the freeway for the first time. I won't.
Well,
I
don't get a ticket.
Away from the people. I stay away from the pack.
Well. But you see now Barbara has that beautiful car, and each day she's going to have to take off about 15 minutes and do some polishing, you know, and make sure there's no dust on it and everything. It's got to stay beautiful.
Dust, and I have to get just the right duster. Everything has got to be just right for this car, the best gas. Everything. It's like it's like my baby. I mean, I love it.
Okay,
I want to
say,
love.
is it red, black, or silver?
Yeah.
Black.
I was going to ask the same. Oh, black. I was going to ask what color it was.
I picked up on one of them, and I couldn't figure it out. But didn't you almost want a red one?
No. I just am not a red. Well, actually, I had a red Corvette brand new. I bought, that was the last car I bought brand new. Well, the only car I bought brand new, 2006 red Corvette, I had that when I lived in Vegas, and that sure was fun. The whole top came off. It wasn't a convertible, but the hard top would come off, and that was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But everybody should have a little red Corvette once in their life. Done, okay? Done. I really wanted
black. Well,
I love the wood interior. When it's wood, but it's black on black, wood interior. I think that's so elegant.
I've had so many different cars, but my favorite car is a Porsche.
Oh,
I love Porsche. That's I love them. Absolutely love a Porsche.
I was thinking
not
about
the way they're making
Porsche
them now.
Cayenne. If I was going to go with the SUV, I would get a Porsche. But I really wanted something low to the ground, a coupe that would just go fast and hug the ground, where I felt very secure. I feel secure like that.
Yeah,
zip around everybody.
I know that feels.
It's very low, and sometimes I think, can they even see me, you know? So I have to zip around them because it's very, very low. Low to
that's
the ground.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, check your left front tire for air, please. I see you might need some air in your tires for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. It looks okay, but I will check. And, Alki, have you thought of your question for our psychic Gail Shear, which she says hi, by the way.
Hey.
She says hi. Okay, I'm going to take it off my... I want to ask something. Can I ask something that I'm curious? Okay. The beautiful little place where she lives, it's a historical place, Marilyn Monroe. They built this place, Paramount Studios built this place for Marilyn Monroe when she would do her movies. So it's been here a long, long time. And I actually had the bungalow, three bungalows down, and live near her. And they're going to, unfortunately, tear it down. So I want to know, Dale, from you, where is she going to live in California? What city? She lives now in Century City.
She lives now in Century City. Which I'm very familiar with.
Hey, I
want to know one thing about Century City. Do they still have the major gym there that you would go in? All the movie stars would go into to the gym?
No. It's like, you know, it's on the border of Century City. It's like the Century City is on one side. It is like a street which has a lot of history attached. You know, Century City was built from... There was just one street which went from Fox to Sony Studios, and this was the bungalows, okay, where the actor and actress lived in. So when I did not have a place, I just found it online. I moved in here, and I already made it comfortable and cozy. And in all the 10 years, I was able to do whatever I want here because, there are no rules, nothing.
Yeah, but she wants
and
to know if there's
wonderful.
A gym nearby.
Oh, if there's a gym? Yeah,
okay, when are they tearing it down, sweetie?
We just got a letter last week. It says, I don't know. It says it takes a little bit, but it has been sold now. So it takes like 1 or 2 years.
What? Barbara, what is she saying?
One or two years. 1 or 2 years.
Well, that's
that goes by fast.
I don't think I would not worry about it, Elke, because it's too long
it's
of a time span. I mean,
I should stay until to the end, right? Then they have to
that
pay
is
me,
correct.
Right?
That is correct. I would stay year and I would say 1 year and a half, and then I would look around because it's.
Yeah.
The only
but
way
I have
you're
to
going
until to the bitter end, otherwise I don't get money. I know
that
already.
She said that's correct.
That is correct. But I'm going to say this much: you'll be living in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh God, that's further away from me. I don't know. I didn't want to hear that answer. Hollywood Hills.
No, that's not my area.
Second feeling. Give us a second feeling on that one.
Okay, then wait. Where are her areas? That's what I want to know.
Well, I was hoping she'd come down near the beach, near me. It'd be a lot easier to visit.
No, I don't know.
It takes an hour to get up.
You. I want to hear from Elke. What other areas are you considering?
So if I could, I know I should not worry about it yet, but it is very difficult to find a place. Like, I have a one-bedroom, right? It's very old, but I made it beautiful. But, and I pay like $1,650. It's very hard to find a place for the same amount of money.
I know that. I'm very well aware of that. I've been looking for 3 months.
I don't like Hollywood, and I don't like that direction. I like the other direction towards to the beach, you know, like Santa Monica and anything with a, anything, yeah, in that direction.
What about Malibu? What about Malibu or Thousand Oaks?
Oh, yeah, Malibu would be nice too, but that is very expensive.
I'm aware.
You know, I like Santa Monica and.
Okay, but you know what? I can't say because it's too far off in the future for you. All I can say is this. You will find a friend, whoever it may be, that will help you find the right place for you. That's what I see.
Yeah?
Yes.
Thank
That's
you.
What I see.
Thank
and
you
it will
so
be
much.
Fine. Not to worry, okay? But
yeah,
you've got
yeah,
a long
yeah,
way
yeah.
off. I mean, all of us could die of COVID in a year and a half. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's not so funny, Johnny. yeah.
Okay, well,
right.
Johnny, do you have something else? But thank you, Elke.
Are you asking me if I have another caller?
Yes.
Yes, we do. It's area code 904, and
okay.
I can put this person on there. 904, you're on there.
Hello.
Hello.
This
Hello.
Is who?
Hello.
Barbara, are you there?
Oh, Barbara's not here. I have to find her. Hold on.
Okay. Well, young lady, where are you calling?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Okay. I bring her the phone.
I'm from Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Hey, I'm back.
All right, Barbara, let's get serious here. She's calling from Florida. Are you anywhere near Surfside? Hello?
Yes.
Can you
let's
hear
get
me?
Serious.
I hear a lot of noise, so I didn't know whether you were talking to me or not.
I am speaking to you. What is your name?
Tracy.
Okay. Are you anywhere near Surfside?
No, I'm not.
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Good. Because all the devastation there is just killing me. Anyway, how can I help you?
Okay, I wanted to know, do you see me getting a job anytime soon, please?
What is with the job situation today? There's a million jobs out there. A million, and nobody wants to work. What type of work do you do?
I didn't say I didn't want to work.
I'm not talking
That's
about
not it
you.
At
I'm
all.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking in general. No one wants to work. What type of work do you do?
I'm in the healthcare field.
Okay. I definitely see you getting a job within the next 2 months. It seems like you just have to make some more phone calls and do what you need to do. And there's some people that will help you, and you will definitely get a job.
Okay.
And it'll be in the type of work you're doing. Okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Good day. Thank you, ma'am.
My God, I'm just glancing at the news, Barb. Barb, you there?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank
I'm glancing.
You, caller.
I'm not, I'm not hearing the news, but I'm glancing at the news, and I think the world's ending. I mean, South Africa is in lockdown. Mm. They have floods
Cuba.
In Belgium.
Germany,
I mean,
there's floods.
Germany, there's floods. I mean, they have riots.
Nevada.
I mean, massive riots.
Fire.
I don't know. Yeah, well, we have fires, but that's not unusual for the summer. They're getting them out quite quickly, so it's better than most. But I can't believe South Africa. I mean, I'm blown away by the massive riots and 200 dead. That and Belgium and Germany and, wow, what's going on in the world here?
I saw the floods today about Germany.
Yeah, but it is not close by. It's
not close by her homeland. I mean, her, not land, but her home.
I don't know where she lives. My God, is everybody okay? Is everyone all right there?
Yes. Well, people that she knows, they're okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
They're showing no fuel, no food, no nothing in a lot of these places because the computers are gone, the Wi-Fi's down.
They don't like having their computers down over there in Germany. I know that.
This is everywhere.
Everywhere. Down.
Okay. So who's the next one, John?
The next one is area code 443. You're on the air.
Hi, caller.
Good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good evening.
Thanks so much.
What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Suzanne.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
My God, you're from all over the place. Maryland. wow.
Good.
Haven't been there either. A few places I haven't been, and that's one of them. What's it like in Maryland?
Hot is 96 today, and humid.
Ouch.
Oh,
humid.
That hurt.
Ooh.
That
oh,
hurts
man.
A lot. Okay, so what can I do for you?
I'm just wondering if I have any messages from anybody in spirit.
I'm not in spirit mode today. I'm more in reality mode.
Okay.
The reality-wise is that I see basically you having a lot of fun, a lot of enjoyability. You love helping a lot of people all the time. If I were to call you and you're my friend and say, hey, I need a favor, you'd be right there for me and you'd be able to help me in a matter of minutes. And that's the kind of person you are.
You're right.
Now I'm going to ask you a weird question. What's the matter with your car? What's the matter with your car? I see a problem with your car. Or no car.
Oh, Lord. I have nothing.
All right. I said no car as well. Are you trying to get a car?
No, but I would love to, but I haven't been doing it because I still have several years to pay on my car. It's kind of small. Is that what you mean? Like, have I been complaining about it? Yes.
No, I feel like you're trading it in on something.
Well, I want to.
Well, what's stopping you? What kind of car do you have?
Here's the problem. I was a school teacher for years, so I never drove anywhere when it was bad weather. So I have a little Ford Fusion, which I like. But now I work in a hospital. Because I retired from teaching, and I work in a hospital, and guess what? You have to work all the time. So now I have to drive in the snow, and my car's not good in the snow. So I'm like,
that's a fact.
But when I bought it, I was just staying home.
Very interesting. You need a four-wheel drive, obviously, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I would like to have.
Might try one like what Richard has. He has Richard, tell me what you got.
Yeah, I have a Subaru Forester. It's a four-wheel drive, all four wheels.
They're relatively
cars are a little pricey. A little pricey, but
no, it's cheap, Richard. That was cheap. Your car was cheap,
okay.
$29,000.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No.
When they get done with you, by the time you get done with taxes and everything else, that 29 turns into a 35 and very quickly. But anyway, I've had, this is my second Subaru. My first one is still running. I gave it to my son over 10 years ago. They have a very long life. They're known for that. And they just go and go and go. And very little problems with them. I can, in the sense of going through snow and everything, you'll love it. It'll work.
Really?
Anything with four-wheel drive makes all the difference. And even with my first Subaru, I had I went through a lot of deep snow up in Idaho. When other people were going off the highway, I was zooming along like there was no snow at all. And that's the end of my statement for Subaru. Highly recommend it. Over. Yeah.
Okay. So I would say that's what you should be trading in for because it won't break the bank.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about
that.
What was your original question? I forgot.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if anybody in spirit wanted to talk to me or if my spirit guides wanted to tell me anything. I'm in a spiritual awakening and things are coming in kind of fast and furious, and I'm just wondering how that's going.
It's going fine. Just do the spiritual awakening and let it happen. I love when I get in that space. It's so rare. Every so often you get in that space of spirit. Everything is spiritually just goes wonderful, and it's a good thing. So let it happen. You just mark down the messages and what you're supposed to learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
All right. You have a good day, darling.
You too.
And then I'm going to give out my number for private consultation. Only call for private because there is a fee involved. Not much, but there is a fee. 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816 for a private consultation. And they're usually about 35 minutes or so. So, Johnny, Barbara, was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, but Elsie enjoyed talking to you, and she said, I need to talk to her more. So that was good. And thank you. Yes, she really is. And we're going to have a fantastic Friday night together. And we are going to Melrose. We're going to have dinner. And it's my once-a-month L.A. visit. Oh, I know where we're going to go. We're going to go up there. We're going to get her a body piercing.
Oh, my God. Where?
Yeah. She doesn't even have her ears pierced. Oh, you do, but
where
she
is she
going to
get her body pierced? Where? I mean, what part of the body?
Her navel, her belly button navel.
Can I ask why?
Because she looks fantastic. She looks fantastic in a bikini, and I said, why don't you get it? It's fun. You know, I wear it if I want, and if I don't, I take it out, in and out. And she said, okay, let's do it. And we're going to go do that. And at the place I did mine years ago, like 15 years ago. And then we're going to pick a cute little place over there to have dinner.
Oh, they have great places on Melrose. I love it. But my favorite place in L.A. is Tommy's Burgers. I'm sorry.
I know. I know exactly where that is here in L.A., Tommy's Burgers.
Have you tried that?
Yeah. It's so good. Oh, you know what? Kurt and I, you guys know Kurt. He's my agent and best guy friend. We pulled up. I used to have a limo, my own limo. And we pulled up in there, and we ordered everything. One of those late-night cravings.
I know. I used to live around the block from Tommy's, and we used to see all these limos pull up, and they'd be munching on the car.
Oh, really?
I loved it. I'd go in there. I can't. My husband went to L.A. He had to go on a run real quick, and I said, we're seven hours away. I said, bring me back some Tommy. He did. He brought it back.
I know he did.
Kept it chilled. I mean, you know, Tommy's has been around forever, and everybody's trying to copy him. There's one place in Sacramento that is, they used to work for them, and they did copy them, and it's very good. But anyway,
there's always
Johnny,
a line.
Do we have another one, John?
No, we don't. I think that's only because people see that it's, that's like 5 minutes left, but I have a question for you, Dale.
Sure.
I am planning on losing weight to before I go see Barbara and look good for the photo shoot. How much more weight do you think I'll lose? I've already lost 20 pounds.
How did you do that, Sean?
Wow.
Banana diet, Dale. Drinking a lot of water.
Yes. That's what I have Richard doing right now, drinking a lot of water. All right. You know, I see about another 15 or 20 more pounds.
Good.
But, you know, you stay, I mean, you're talking about August, though. You're going down there in August. That's next month.
Yes.
A lot of times you'll stay stable for a while, and then, you know, it'll go down. What do you eat, Johnny? What do you
eat?
Well,
what I do is I eat, like, a couple of bananas for breakfast. And
mm-hmm.
then what I do is I go downstairs and I get, like, about five or six bottles of water, the bottled water. And then I set my alarm to drink a bottle of water every hour. That way I don't have to drink it all at once. For lunch,
uh-huh.
I'll eat like lean cuisine. A lunch and dinner, I'll eat like lean cuisine. And then I'll drink like some grape juice, you know, it's like diet. And
mm-hmm.
I walk about 2 miles a day, actually 4 miles a day.
Wow.
Mm.
No wonder. You're going to get in great shape. You're going to look
good
great. And the photo shoot's going to be wonderful. So not to worry.
Yeah.
I know. There's somebody I'm trying to impress, and Barbara knows who that is.
I know who that is, too.
Yeah, she was on the phone today. I wonder who that is.
Good luck.
I know. Dale's so funny. That's
all right, are we ready to go now so I can go look at my house?
You're ready.
Go look at your house, and thank you so much, Dale, for your expertise once again. And callers, thank you for calling. And everybody,
tell
make
Elfie.
Sure you take down this number. Yes?
Tell
go
Elfie,
ahead.
Thank you very much. She's a sweetheart, okay?
I will tell her. Okay, thank you. She'll appreciate that.
And
but
a big
one more time,
aloha.
Everybody.
And we'll talk to you
soon.
You guys get going, and I'll just close the show and do the shout-out. But we want to say goodbye to Richard. Aloha, Richard. Aloha, Dale. We're looking forward to seeing you next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Be nice
and everybody,
to that black beauty.
I will. Yeah. I still have that anxiety, Richard, when I drive it because it's so perfect. I don't want anything to happen to it. But
mm-hmm.
it goes away, you know. The novelty is not going away, but just the anxiety of like, oh, gosh, don't scratch it. Don't scratch it, anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
damn right.
Kind of an anxiety thing I got to get rid of. But I'm going to give a shout-out Dale's phone number one more time. So this week, everybody can call her for a longer reading. And she does charge, but she is going to give you a good deal if you say you're from Life, Laughter, Happiness. 808-372-1816. Again, 808-372-1816 for your private reading with Psychic Dale Shear. Okay, thank you, everybody, and have a fabulous weekend.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha.
Aloha.